The government, together with civil society actors advocating for women and girls' rights, recommend more investment in technologies that can help to address the gaps in unpaid care and domestic work. Commissioner Gender and Women Affairs, Minister of Gender, Dr. Angela Nakafiro, notes that technologies that can be used by women and girls to ease their unpaid care are still wanting. Yet the available technologies are expensive to be accessed by this group. It's against this background that Nakafiro, together with the women rights actors, call for more investment in areas of research and innovation for affordable technologies, but also reduce taxes on the already available technologies on the market. She was addressing journalists during the ongoing annual research symposium on unpaid care and domestic work organized by ONET in Kampala.
I'm grateful that this research is bringing out all this evidence clearly. And of course, I'm also grateful that the government of Uganda has already invested significantly in reducing unpaid care and support work in Uganda. Government's work around access to water is a very good example. We recognize the work of government in terms of providing technology. We are seeing more utilization of technology in agriculture, technology when it comes to social services, technology like energy within our homes. So in future, I think we need to produce on higher scale the existing technology, but also make it more affordable for ordinary Ugandans.
And all the actors shared a report following a survey that was carried out in Kampala and Gulu cities on the progress made by the government programs, which include the PDM, the GROW and UWEP. Susan Acheng from UNED presented the report.
Addressing unpaid care and domestic work is not something that can be done in only one sector. It is multifaceted in nature and it has to be addressed across different sectors and in a very dimensional manner. So when we see investments by the government in education, in water, in taxes, if taxes on caregiving goods and services are lower, then households are able to meet their care needs easier. So addressing unpaid care needs that kind of holistic, cross-cutting, intersectional approach.